Hi there, and welcome to the Weird Around Illinois podcast. Today we're going to talk about three of our favorite cryptids, Dogman, Mothman, and Bigfoot. Specifically, we're going to be talking about whether or not they are interdimensional beings. This is one of those theories that has been out there about all three of them for quite some time, and we felt maybe it would be worth a discussion. I guess the first thing we should start with is, what exactly is an interdimensional being? To me, an interdimensional being could be one of two things. It could be a being that travels between dimensions, or it could be a being that exists in multiple dimensions at the same time. And by dimensions, you know, there's a lot of different interpretations of that too. I mean, to some people, there are alternate universes, and I think there's even been some scientific proof of this, that there are multiple universes stacked on top of one another, and we sometimes refer to those as dimensions. There's also a theory that time creates dimensions. Like, each minute that we live through creates another dimension that we just left. You know, like, if you were to time travel back 1 minute, you would be going back to another dimension. You know, that begs the question, how does one move between these dimensions? And, you know, we talked about the possibility that something could maybe exist in two or more of these dimensions at the same time naturally. There's a lot of talk about portals or wormholes, whether it's a specific place or a specific place in a specific time, that this little gap opens up between two dimensions and it allows something to pass through. There's also the possibility that something can phase in and out, you know, using some of its own powers to just kind of transport itself instantly from one dimension to the next. There are a lot of different ways that this could happen, and of course, you know, we don't really have any proof to go on in terms of, you know, how it may or may not happen. But what we do have is three different cryptids that we want to talk about, and we're going to talk about some of their specific traits that make us wonder if they might be interdimensional. Why don't we start with our favorite? Why don't we start with Dogman?
Yeah. So, people have claimed to see a mist that Dogman sometimes comes out of. Some people would argue that's like a portal that they come out of. I don't think we've seen this with many other cryptids. Not that I know of, anyway.
No, not that. I recall.
Like, there was, I don't know if it was a sighting or something, but some source said that there's a possibility that it could have, like, the Dogman could be going out of that mist as, like, a portal from maybe another dimension, you know, back in time, kind of related to dimensions, as you said.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like how you mentioned time there, because there's a theory that the military may have possibly went back in time, took, like, Dogman, and then brought it here to be, like, a secret weapon or something.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that certainly links a couple of theories there. The time travel theory and the dimensional travel theory and the government, you know, government experiment theory.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen some of the pictures that were taken by game cameras of like a bait being left out, like a deer or something, and then the mist rolls in, and when the mist disappears 15 minutes later, the deer is gone, but they find tracks that look like Dogman tracks there.
Right.
So that would certainly support the idea that, you know, he's using the mists to hunt, and, you know, since the tracks don't seem to lead anywhere other than the immediate area around the kill, it makes people think maybe the mist transported them in, or it was as you said, a portal that they jumped through or whatever. That kind of leads into some other Dogman sightings that we've never really gotten into before, but I've seen it on other YouTube channels where they talk about Dogman, like, appearing in people's rooms. You know, how there's suddenly this fog rolls in, or this mist appears in someone's room, and then suddenly Dogman is standing over their bed or something. Really terrifying stuff, but those stories are out there. But I'm going to mention something here about Dogman, and really this kind of applies to all of the cryptids we're talking about. One thing that leads people to think that they're interdimensional is the fact that they're so darn hard to find. It's like you have a sighting of them, and you try to track them, and the tracks disappear, they appear to go nowhere, and then nobody sees them again for 6 months, or 2 years, or 10 years, or whatever, and then suddenly they're back there again.
Yeah.
Every animal has to go somewhere during the day. You know, you'd think if you found a Bigfoot den, as many people claim to have done, if you went to that den during the day, there'd be a Bigfoot sleeping there. You know, same thing with a dog man. So, let's talk a little bit about Mothman. Mothman is kind of your classic cryptid that appears out of nowhere and disappears into nothingness. There's never really... At kind of what I was just talking about, that nobody's ever really effectively tracked Mothman back to his nest. You know, they've never caught a sleeping Mothman somewhere or something. So, you know, either he's sleeping high in the trees where nobody can reach, or he's disappearing. And disappearing leads us to think maybe he's disappearing into another dimension. But specifically, I like the time travel theory with Mothman, because he is often associated with disasters, and some people believe that he's here to warn us about upcoming disasters, impending doom. So who could do that better than a time traveler? You know, so what if Mothman is, you know, slipping between time dimensions to come back and say, hey, look out, that bridge is going to collapse. You know, maybe not all of us. Maybe he's trying to tell a specific family member or friend or somebody who's important to the future.
Yeah, that'd make a lot of sense.
And, you know, I find it interesting, and this could be a case of art imitating life, but in the series Star Trek Discovery, there was a time-traveling person who was warning people of an impending disaster, and their time travel suit made them look just like Mothman.
That's true.
Yeah. And as I mentioned with the other ones, the rare sightings of Mothman, you know, there can be decades between Mothman sightings in the same area, or there could be weeks between Mothman sightings, and it just seems like if they lived in an area, people would see them every day. Which brings us to probably our most frequently cited cryptid, Bigfoot.
Yeah. So, you know, when you think of Bigfoot, you know, at first it's just kind of a tall being somewhere in the forest. Usually simple, but he always appears and disappears. He's usually really hard to find. You know, it's right. Similar to the dog man situation. It's just like he's in one area, but then he just disappears and he isn't seen for a while. And, you know, where does he go? Right. Is it possible that it's related to going in and out of dimensions, time travel, something like that?
We just learned the other day that the Bigfoot Researchers Organization said that in order for there to be as many sightings as there are and to sustain the population that would have to be sustained for those sightings, there would have to be 4,000 or 5,000 Bigfoots around the United States.
Yeah.
And how can that many of those creatures exist and still be sighted so sporadically?
That's true. I mean, you can't just have one Bigfoot in, like, multiple Bigfoot in, like, multiple areas. It would be too common to see them.
Right, right. Unless they were traveling interdimensionally as well, which is another possibility. You know, maybe it's the same Bigfoot. Maybe there's a Bigfoot in, you know, Washington State who walks through a portal and suddenly appears in Ohio. There are Native American legends applying to Bigfoot, which, you know, gives me two thoughts. Number one, some of those legends actually refer to him being able to appear out of nothingness and disappear into nothingness, which
really,
you know, yeah, it screams portal or interdimensional travel. The other thing that jumps out at me is maybe Bigfoot has not been here continuously, and maybe he was a lot more common during the time of the Native Americans when they dominated this land, and then when the settlers came in and things became uncomfortable, maybe they just kind of stepped out. And maybe what we're getting now is time traveler Bigfoot from you know, the 1800s or the 1700s actually coming forward in time to see if it's safe for them to come out yet. The other thing that jumps out at me about Bigfoot sightings, well, a couple things. I mean, one is that you'll often hear these reports of, yeah, I was looking at him down in that valley, and then just 30 seconds later, he was 1,000 yards away at the top of that hill. And, you know, the obvious answer to that is, okay, there's more than one Bigfoot. But what if there's not more than one Bigfoot? What if that Bigfoot was capable of essentially, you know, stepping into another dimension and reappearing at that other spot 1,000 feet away? The other thing, and this may play more into aliens than interdimensional travel, but as we've talked about before, a lot of people report seeing orbs in the sky above Bigfoot sightings. And I was just thinking, what if that's like some sort of a portal or some sort of a teleportation beam or something that is opening those spaces between dimensions to allow them to move?
I don't know. It's like a bright glowing orb then?
Yeah, usually in sets of three. Usually like three orbs.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories like of people seeing orbs like in cemeteries.
Mm-hmm.
I've also heard a lot of stories of Bigfoots being seen in cemeteries or around cemeteries. So yeah. You gotta wonder, maybe they're somehow attracted to cemeteries.
Yeah, and Dogman as well. Dogman is often sighted in or around cemeteries.
Yeah.
But now that you're mentioning cemeteries and we've been talking about orbs, it would be negligent of us not to mention that there are a lot of other beings that are accused or theorized to be interdimensional as well, and one of them is ghosts. Some people believe that ghosts are coming from another dimension, whether it's heaven or hell or some other dimension entirely, or that ghosts are time travelers, you know, future versions or past versions of ourselves or our loved ones coming to warn us about something.
Yeah, and shadow people.
Yeah.
Commonly mistaken as like ghosts. It's the same theory pretty much, you know. Mm-hmm. They're a person going back in time, maybe into a different dimensions. It's the same kind of theory.
Yeah, and it's I remember the line from a Doctor Who episode where they say a boot print doesn't look like a boot, basically meaning that what we see in a shadow person or a ghost isn't necessarily what they look like in their own dimension.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you don't really see real human details. It's just kind of the outline, usually, for those shadow people.
Right, right. So some of the other things that have been theorized to be interdimensional creatures are the Loch Ness Monster and other sea monsters. The specific theory I often hear with them is that they're actually prehistoric creatures, like dinosaurs, that somehow occasionally slip through time to come into our reality for a short time and then slip back. Which again explains how, you know, a 60-foot creature can live in a lake and only be spotted once every 10 years. And of course there's aliens. The aliens have a million theories about them, but one of those theories is that they're not actually from outer space at all. They're from another dimension, like Earth in another dimension, or just some other dimension that exists beyond planets, and, you know, they're just coming to visit from there. So all of these things together lead us to a couple questions. The first question is, do you believe that interdimensional beings or interdimensional travelers even exist?
It's very well possible. I think with all the odd things that happen in this world, I think it's very much possible. It could be an explanation, but, you know, as we say often, we just don't know yet.
Yeah, I'm with him.
I think I'm in agreement on that, too. I think interdimensional travel is not as far-fetched as some of the other theories that I've heard, and we're only now beginning to understand how much we don't know about the universe. So, yeah, I think I'm willing to accept the idea that there are interdimensional beings or beings capable of interdimensional travel, but that leads us to the question of our three cryptids. Do you think Dogman is an interdimensional traveler?
With the mist idea alone, I think that's possible.
Yeah, I think it's very likely. I can't think of another explanation for that random miss.
I think I'm going to go against the grain on this one. I think I'm going to say that I believe Dogman is not an interdimensional traveler. I think the mist might be some sort of a weird biological thing that he can create to help him hunt. But I think he's a flesh and blood creature, just based on his migration patterns and where he's sighted. But again, I don't claim to be an expert. I could be wrong.
I could see your side too.
How about Mothman?
I think the coincidences are kind of making me lean towards it is.
I'm leaning towards not, because I believe Mothman is mainly just flying around, maybe warning people if there's going to be danger. I don't think he's time traveling, personally.
Just out of curiosity, do you think it's the same Mothman? Do you think it's the same one that was sighted in Point Pleasant in the 60s who people are seeing in Chicago now? Or do you think it's like a whole like family of them and generations of them?
I think they're like generations of them.
Okay.
I think they're closer to aliens, personally.
Okay. Well, I'm going to kind of split the difference here on this one. I think that Mothman is either an interdimensional traveler or an alien. I don't think he lives on Earth. I don't think there's a Mothman nest. I don't think there's a Mothman family. I think we're dealing with one traveler, either one at a time or one traveling across time, who is doing all of these appearances.
And there was one.
Yep, Bigfoot.
I don't think Bigfoot is a time traveler. You know, I was talking about him, kind of talking about how there's a possibility that he could be, you know, kind of going in and out of this dimension, I guess. But I feel like it would be more likely to have multiple Bigfoot than for there to be one Bigfoot traveling across the world. I don't see a reason why it would have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just, like, multiple Bigfoots, just really good at hiding. And there's a lot of, like, forests that people haven't been to, at least not very often. So I think they have a lot of places to hide.
Maybe they're just really good at hiding, and that's why it's so uncommon to find them. Possibly.
I think I'd agree with both of you on this. The woods are very vast. In all these places that Bigfoot is being sighted. Well, you guys saw firsthand what it looked like in Ohio, and Ohio is probably one of the smaller locations that he's seen in terms of forest. You know, the Great North Woods, you know, Canada. There's plenty of places for Bigfoot to hide. There's plenty of places for entire families or colonies of Bigfoot to hide. So
I don't think we've even investigated all of the forests in the world yet. There could be hiding spots that we don't know of yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing. I'd probably be remiss if I didn't mention this, that the Alaskan native people, the Eskimos and Inuits and whatnot, they actually believe that Bigfoot can travel through dimensions through the trees, that the trees themselves, certain trees, are portals for Bigfoot. And that's why sometimes you'll see him stepping around a tree and then disappearing. I remember we were watching on one of the Bigfoot shows the other day. They were filming, they were trying to recreate a Bigfoot sighting, and they had one of their guys, Bobo, stand back in the trees, and he was only 20 or 30 feet away from the person who sighted him before he disappeared completely into the background, and that was wearing brightly colored clothing. There you have it. That's our thoughts on the interdimensional travel abilities of three of our favorite cryptids. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject, and as always, thank you for listening, thank you for subscribing, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.